Hello, I'm Peter Junho Sang, founder and CEO of Beyond Form. In this episode, I'll be joined by the co-founders of Launchmart, Ruby and Tan, where we'll be discussing whether anyone can now be a fashion designer or a fashion brand. Having had family in the manufacturing business and working with smaller brands myself, I know firsthand that setting up a fashion supply chain is extremely difficult and presents a variety of challenges. The Launchmart platform is aiming to solve this by democratizing the fashion industry and empowering entrepreneurs to be able to design and produce fashion products at the click of a button with their on-demand manufacturing platform. Since manufacturing is now becoming easier, the question is whether we're now going to be seeing an explosion of micro brands in markets that are already very saturated. We'll hear what Ruby and Tan think about the future of small batch production and what it means for fashion entrepreneurship.
80% of the people come up to me and say, "Hey Ruby, I want to make this dress with this kind of neck and but I want this style of ruffle for this type of flare." But if oftentimes the products come out not as they expected and they are losing money and it takes forever to launch the product to the market, so we don't want that, and we started, okay, this is something that we have to, this is something that we need to do.
I hope that you enjoy this episode and perhaps get inspired to create your own fashion brand. Hi Ruby and Tan, welcome to Venturing Into Fashion Tech, the podcast. Thank you so much for doing today's episode. Today's topic is, can anyone be a fashion designer? And first and foremost, I want to start off with your entrepreneurship journey and how did you guys meet as co-founders and how did the idea for Launchmart come about?
All right, so hi guys, I'm Tan and thank you for having me today. And this is Ruby.
Okay, Ruby. Hi, my name is Ruby. I'm a co-founder and COO at Launchmart. So I guess this came really natural for me and Tan because we have been best friends in college. And I believe that entrepreneurship is something that always in our blood, you know? So that's why we found so many things together at co-founder back then, like a student club or a nonprofit organization and or even small online businesses. After times that we realized that we always want to do something bigger, more ambitious and more impactful. So back then we all have experience in the sourcing and procurement industry. So we dug deeper and to find out the garment and exporting industry in Vietnam is something very promising. It's a huge industry. So that's why we start Launchmart. Originally, we want to connect global buyers to the Vietnamese manufacturers. And but the more we do, the more we realize that it's the job of connecting people is actually not enough. Because it's more about people having difficulties explaining what they want, the ideal product. So it's like 80% of the people come up to me and say, "Hey Ruby, I want to make this dress with this kind of neck, goes with this kind of sleeves, or and but I want this style of ruffle for this type of flare." So that's usually what it is. So, but if oftentimes the products come out not as they expected and they are losing money and it takes forever to launch the product to the market, so we don't want that, and we started, okay, this is something that we have to, this is something that we need to do. And after a thousand time of pivoting, this is what Launchmart is all about right now. It's everyone can design and everyone can own a fashion brand if they want to. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Yeah, so some of our listeners may not be aware actually what is Launchmart. So do you want to just like quickly talk about what you're trying to actually solve?
Okay, so I'm having a 30-second pitch right now.
Yeah.
All right, so Launchmart is a design and on-demand manufacturing solution to help fashion entrepreneurs with, you know, no design skills whatsoever to help them accelerate the time to market and build the product with minimum cost and minimum frictions using in what we call an editable 3D garment template with a cloud-based builder. So our platform includes a marketplace of template and a built-in computer-aided design software where people can, you know, pick a template, customize it digitally, and then just download the design and the sewing pattern with it, or connect with our manufacturers to produce it. So it's a three-step process. So little announcement here, we're about to launch and at the end of April, and we have gathered more than 1,000 templates on our resource library with a community of over 70 creators who are top fashion designers, manufacturers, and even other fashion brands as well. So I am very excited, and stay tuned.
Yeah, so we'll come back to the LaunchMart launch, shall we say, a little bit later on.
All right.
You know, I'm formally trained in fashion design. I've worked with brands big and small. I know how hard production can be.
All right.
So, Vietnam as a manufacturing hub, what is it like there? Like, why did you decide to work with the Vietnamese producers?
Well, first of all, we are Vietnamese, so that's an advantage. And second of all is we grow LaunchMart, develop LaunchMart in a very special period when COVID happened, and then everything productions usually is in China. You know, it's the production hub of the world, and when the COVID happened, the pandemic happened, it just shifting towards Southeast Asian country like us, and Vietnamese just happened to be the second biggest garment exporter in the world right now. You know, just last year, the industry just hit $36 billion, and that's a huge market. So that why we started LaunchMart at the first place. And speaking about working with Vietnamese manufacturers, I think they a bit more trustworthy, according to my customers, regarding to China. So China, they have a lot of manufacturers, but you have to really search for the right manufacturers there, because there can be a lot of scam as well. Vietnamese manufacturers, even though they can be a little bit pricier compared to China, and they have may have bigger quantity, because we doesn't have enough technology compared to the China's manufacturers. But yeah, it's the second biggest garment exporter regardless.
Yeah, and you talked there a little bit about minimum order quantities and the fact that, you know, you do have a very big industry, but somebody, you know, a small brand that doesn't know how to reach this huge manufacturing hub, you know, your platform is all about making that a lot easier. So I guess, why on-demand manufacturing, and how do you think that's going to evolve in the coming years?
The thing about on-demand manufacturing, I believe, is such an obvious future of the fashion industry. You know, it's not only beneficial to the business themselves, but it's also, you know, kind of responsible to the environment and the community. So instead of placing 1,000 unit order right now you only need to, and not even know what design gonna be sellable or not, now you only need to place production order the exact amount that your customers are ordering. How cool is that? And therefore it's reduced significantly the cost and the risk overall you have to face as entrepreneurs. So with on-demand manufacturing model, I believe it gives the powers for the small to medium fashion brand the power to validate the idea before actually investing. So, and it's actually nothing new as well. You know, the on-demand model was a big thing in 2010 with the printing industry, with business like Teespring and Printful, who are, you know, one of the most successful print on-demand business ever. So I believe it's not really about why on-demand manufacturing, is about how do fashion business going into on-demand manufacturing, and how can a smaller guy in market do that story easily.
Yes, I like, you know, your keyword there, giving power to entrepreneurs, and I guess enabling them as well. Essentially, you're basically entrepreneurs,
yes,
enabling other entrepreneurs. So how do you think the fact that you're empowering fashion entrepreneurs with this on-demand manufacturing platform, how do you think it's going to affect the way that other fashion entrepreneurs are actually going to start doing business?
So I believe that in order to produce on-demand, there are two factors that you need to fulfill. So first, you need to able to sell your product first before actually, you know, putting so much money into it in the first place. And then how do you able to meet the quantity from the manufacturers because the manufacturers is, you know, they need to leave. They need to pay for the employees, they need to rent to pay. So that's where LaunchMart come to the way, trying to apply two pieces of a puzzle, you know, the design part and the manufacturing part. So with the selling part, I believe right now, the 3D technology is so advanced to the point that it's really, you can barely tell from a 3D product with a physical piece of garment just by an image, right? And it opens up an enormous opportunity for a fashion brand business to sell even before they make a product. But the real problem is that most of the standardized design platform today, like Low3D Design or Marvelous Designers, they is not easy to use. I mean, not everyone knows what the heck is a sewing pattern is, right? And so they create a ridiculously high industry barriers where you have to go to a fashion school to learn how to use those complicated CAD tool, or you have to hire a designer, Upwork, some platform like that, with a pay range like $50 per hour, and to make a simple design. So therefore, with LaunchMart, our product is made with a vision, is made for non-designers with a vision to democratize the fashion industry. And about meeting the manufacturer requirement, the point is, I believe that it's not about finding a small quantity manufacturers, because, you know, even though it's more quantity, the bigger the cost is. So the math is about how to have an effective way to gather pre-orders in the first place with a good quantity of bulk production to cut the cost as much as possible and satisfy the amount the manufacturers are comfortable with. So that's the puzzle that LaunchMart is solving right now. The first part of our journey is solving the problem that how do smaller fashion brand are able to adapt 3D technology with much lower entry barrier. And then how do they sell and gather pre-orders before actually placing a production order that comfortable with the manufacturers. So I think that's a sustainable model.
Yeah, so, you know, you talked about there trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right.
Manufacturing is not easy. I know that for a lot of new fashion brands, the supply chain and logistics of manufacturing is quite often a headache. So you guys don't come from fashion. You don't come from the supply chain. So how did you overcome those barriers yourselves personally?
I think as we are not coming from the fashion industry, we're not designers or something. So we have to start basically from scratch, from relationship to every network that we have. If we have to view from the beginning. So first of all, we have to went to a lot of exhibitions to visit in person the manufacturers and the representative people from the manufacturers, and we talk to fashion experts, and we try to speak to as many as Vietnamese manufacturers as possible to understand and also to verify if the problems that are facing is really as what we are assuming at that time. So we assume a lot of things about this is a problem that I have, and a lot of things. So as we validate everything and we speak to a lot of people, we decided to do a concierge. So it's like as a working at an agency, we're connecting real brand to the manufacturers, because you know the manufacturers basically they're very easy to work with. They need orders. So as you bring up something to them, and we just like a bridge to connect them and try to speak the ideas, what they want. And I start to connect the teammate working with me. At the beginning, they are like freelancer working with me and pay per project. So with their experience as well, I learned the way that how they communicate with the brand. So I learn and I just copycat, you know. So I understand the way that they work. And from that, I was just connecting more and more people. But even though I don't have the experience, but the people see the passion in what I'm doing, they connect their friend Okay, Ruby, I have a friend who has who want to start a fashion brand. So that's how it's continuing growing my network and more people get to know me. And the second thing is that the second big project came up to me, like the friend that connected by the first customers. She said, I'm going to host a fashion show and I don't have manufacturers right now. So I need 25 design products need to be done in 1 week or something. So it became like really hectic for me in that week to find manufacturers and making sample and done everything. And when the project is completed, she's super happy and she just became a story for her to share with the more friends of her. And she said, okay, this is what she Ruby has helped and it's became. Like I believe this is something that I wanted to scale and I want to help more and more people. So it's very natural.
Yeah. If not recall wrong, it's in the middle of COVID, right? And everything is shut down.
Yeah, because it's COVID. So her designer in China, it just like shut down from her. And she just, the show must go on. So she really find difficulty to work with the right manufacturers. But in Vietnam, it's easier a little bit because in Vietnam, there's a lot of people doing manuals, you know, like handcrafting and something like that. So as I already knew some people in the past and they're connecting me to the more and more people. So I find the right person to complete the project for her.
Yeah. And how long did it take for you to set up this machine of yours to get manufacturers to work with you?
I begin to start the concierge model from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So until now, we still connecting, but we are more focusing on launching the marketplace. So we're doing this parallelly, like at the same time. Mm-hmm. So by the time that we launch in marketplace, we would have the old customers to continue getting the already made templates to start with the production easier. But for now, they just gathering pictures and
So essentially, it's taking you 2 years just to set everything up from a production back end perspective before you even launched the platform.
Yes.
So it's a slow baking process, and I think that's indicative of, you know, how long it actually takes to set production up. And it's not an easy journey for anyone, I guess, unless of course you are a massive brand. But even then, it's quite often a nightmare to handle. So do you believe anyone can be a fashion designer or a fashion brand?
I believe it's everything should be done more faster and more effective. So even though with fashion design, so I know this is a lot of industry barrier for people. Now if you want to learn fashion design, you have to go to school. But I believe one day it's much easy access for people. To describe what they want in for their ideas, and for the people who are expert in fashion designing, we are not cutting their jobs, you know. So we're just helping them to grow their design businesses and connect with more people and create more values from what they have done to share with more people. It's not like so people don't have to reinventing the wheels every time. So. That is the point of our jobs.
Yeah. So the thing with Launchmart is that we're not trying to compete with and, you know, take away the fashion designer job. Actually, it's like Uber. So when Uber is competing directly with taxi industry and they create the new whole type job. So with Launchmart, we create a sharing economy when people having a complete product, they can sell it for someone who may need it, and then upgrade and innovate based on that core product. So that is a bright future that I'm looking forward.
Yeah, so you said right at the start that, you know, you've got over 70 sellers who I imagine are designers and pattern makers on the platform at the moment. So you've done obviously a lot of homework talking to these people. Kind of how have they responded to this potential platform helping them?
You want to answer it?
So I was the one who connecting the seller. I was in charge of that. So I started with one person at first. So the first person is very hard because I have to, you know, that is the first step for us to prove that this is something that people want to all in and something that they believe that it could help them to make extra passive income and they can make money out of the design. So I overcome myself first and then I speak to them and persuade them enough to make them feel like, okay, this is, and I kind of like surprising because they accepting this very easy because they already this is already existing models, people selling their design to 3D design artwork for a different marketplace, but their marketplace is different. They selling for 3D designers, they're purchasing the design for games and stuff, but we focusing more in production. So and I explained this model to them and they accept it easily and they kind of like very exciting. So now the more sellers that we get and the more questions that we get every day, we started to dive deeper into our solutions. And I think it's really helping.
I think they made me believe in the projects more day by day. And I believe that they really have a specific problem that if we don't work with them directly, like right now, we are in the process of launching, and we build the product based on that feedback directly. So we build and then pivot, and then have the feedback, and then we pivot again. So I'm very grateful, and if it not by working directly with your users, there's some assumptions that you don't even know.
So then, in regards to the LaunchMart platform is launching. It's going to enable more people to design, create, make fashion. What do you think that's going to do to the market then? Are we going to see like an explosion of micro brands and micro designers appearing onto the market?
Yeah, obviously, because the math that we do is basically there's a high ridiculous entry barriers of the fashion industry. And even right now, if you know that, according to McKinsey, the top 20% of the biggest players in the market, like Zara and H&M, are dominating the entire market. Like they are the one who generates over 100% of the economic profit. Meaning the bottom 20% are actually losing money. And that's a sad future for anyone. So that's why LaunchMart is here to democratize the fashion industry and give everyone the equal tools that they can use to make up their brand. And I believe is the bright future of fashion industry, because when everyone having a chance to access to the market easier, the quality of the product they have to compete is higher. So that good for everyone.
So I like the fact that you're saying democratizing fashion, enabling the individual. We're seeing a theme here, I think. So what are your top tips then for any entrepreneur looking to prototype fashion products?
So, first of all, the people usually find manufacturers with the small order quantity. So, but the small quantities come up with the higher cost. So, I believe that before searching for a small manufacturers with a small MOQ, that it's like always the first thing that I want to do. But actually, my tip is that I need to, first of all, doing the research on what is the ideal product for them, what is the expecting product to them. It could be a competitor product, so just bought it and feel the fabrics and having a very specific expecting for the products that I want to do. So it's easier to find the right manufacturers for that could meet the quality of the product they're describing. Not just always find the factory with a small MOQ and then start with that. It's not finding the small MOQ, but to find what do you want first. And that is my always top tips.
And folks, our sketch is not enough.
So
most of my customers only go to me with the pictures they found online or a simple sketch trying to describe the idea, and then expecting the manufacturers or an agency to work with to fully understand the idea, what they mean by a simple sketch. So it's not enough. So you need more than that. Usually in the fashion industry, you need to have, even though usually the, what you call is the proto sample, and then you probably need take back with more measurements and technical details to actually dive deep into what you mean, because let's take a length, they can different type of length, right?
So the more specific of what you have and what you know you would need is the easier that you can get the right product for you, because if you come up with the idea is so vague and is you have to spend time making after sample until you get the right thing. So try to go to store and feel the fabric and understand very deeply about the product that you want, and it's easier.
Yeah. I always remember my auntie, who was also in manufacturing, and they manufactured for some of the big brands in the world. She always said to me, you know, to take time to learn the language of the manufacturer. And I always stick to that mantra for anybody that's looking to prototype a fashion product. Okay then, so Ruby Tan, just to finish off with, how can our listeners use the LaunchMart platform?
Okay, so we are launching, and right now if you need more information, you can go to website launchmart.co, not .com, .co, C-O, and then I believe our LinkedIn will be attached in the podcast when it's published, right? And yeah, so you can contact me directly for more information about our projects. But then our first product to the market is the marketplace, where you can simply discover a lot of design from other fashion brand, fashion designers, manufacturers, and sewn pattern maker. So you can simply download the resources that is up there and then jumpstart your production process right away. Now 10x faster. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Ruby Tan.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening. We will be releasing episodes at least once a month, with each episode featuring a different topic. We'll also have guests joining us, such as founders from our portfolio of startups and fashion industry insiders from our incredible network, to bring further discussions on sustainability, fresh perspectives on design, and many more all related to fashion tech. Be sure to check us out on social media at beyondform_io, as well as our website beyondform.io for updates. Beyond Form brings human and financial resources together to launch and scale early stage fashion tech startups with ambitious founders. We hope to potentially see some of you joining our venture studio very soon. Don't forget to drop us a line if you'd like to hear us talk about a specific topic. Until next time.